Stormy Weather, written and narrated by Hello Moon.
Rhetorical questions as Alexis.
Sunlight Symphony as Ted.
Summary. During a storm, Alexis confesses a secret to Ted. Thunder crashed and lightning stretched across the sky, illuminating the room and allowing Alexis a glimpse of Ted. He looked peaceful in his sleep, mouth half open and slightly snoring, not at all bothered by the storm. Alexis curled up further. She didn't want to accidentally flinch and kick Ted. Maybe it would be better if she just went back to the motel. She carefully pulled the duvet back and slipped into her slippers. Just as she was grabbing her robe, another clap of thunder boomed across the sky. She flinched and lost her footing and let out a small yelp.
Lex?
Ted mumbled. Alexis stayed still on the floor, breath heavy. If she didn't respond, he'd hopefully go back to sleep. Light illuminated from the lamp, and Ted's head popped up on the side of the bed.
What are you doing there? Come on back to bed.
I was actually thinking I might go back to the motel.
It's raining cats and dogs out there. I don't think it's safe to leave.
Alexis clambered back into bed.
Yeah, but I was having a problem sleeping, and I thought maybe going back to the motel would help.
Ted raised a brow.
The motel room that you share with your brother and sleep on a twin bed. That's connected to your parents' room.
Alexis winced.
Yes.
Ted reached over and grabbed her hands. His hands were warm, and she felt the small paper cut on his hand.
What's the matter?
Alexis sighed.
I'm afraid of thunderstorms.
She kept her eyes trained on Ted's pajama shirt. It was from a conference a few years ago. The words, "Have a doggone good time," slightly faded. He moved a hand to run up and down her arm.
There's nothing wrong with that.
She rested her head on Ted's shoulder, and he wrapped his arms around her. Alexis leaned in and inhaled the faint scent of mahogany.
When I was little, if a storm woke me up, I went to David's room. He'd complain about me hogging the bed or kicking him, but he never kicked me out of his room. My parents found out when I was 8 and told me to stop because I was too big.
A rumble of thunder interrupted Alexis, and Ted tightened his grip.
Go on,
he murmured.
So then I stayed in my room. I didn't want my parents to think I was a little kid. When it was really bad out, David would come into my room and stay with me until I fell asleep.
Alexis paused.
I just feel a little embarrassed. I've done all these things, escaped out of so many places, but this is still one thing that gets to me.
She focused on Ted's breathing and the rain that was now becoming a light drizzle.
When I was little, I was scared of the dark. My mom eventually got me this little owl nightlight.
Ted softly smiled.
It owlies helped. The point is, everyone is afraid of something, and you shouldn't feel bad about it.
Alexis gave Ted a peck on the cheek.
Thanks for knowing what to say.
You're welcome.
She scooted down until she was lying on the bed again, now spooned up against Ted. As she went to sleep, she focused on his arms around her and the hand that crept forward to clasp hers. The end.